Blog Talk Radio.
Fridays at 4, Let's Ask the Angels on Blog Talk Radio. I welcome you and I welcome my listeners who will be listening to the rebroadcast later on. And on today's show, we're going to continue to look at the intention for May, which is connecting to your spirit. And there's a lot of things happening in the world today, and I'll get to that in a moment. A little bit about myself. As I said, my name is Barbara Calvano, and I am an intuitive, spiritual intuitive, an author, and also an artist. And my background is that I have trained with Doreen Virtue as a certified angel card reader and have taken her advanced oracle card and tarot course, and will be taking the angel therapy practitioner's course this year. I also have an extensive background in taking courses in personal development here in the New York City area for the past 30 years, and my background also includes being an actor, a dancer, a creative person, very much in touch with the intuitive side. And what I saw is that in my journey, in looking for answers for myself to find easier ways to get through things, to create things in my life. I studied a lot, I read a lot, and what I found at the very end of it all, over 30 years of this, that having your intuition, really learning to trust yourself, is probably the highest course you could master. Your own self-mastery about being able to trust your gut. And oftentimes we learn that by taking courses where we can confirm what we know already, find out other ways to look at things that we, you know, we weren't using before. But in the end, it all comes to accessing your own wisdom. Now, when we work with angels, we're working with energetic beings. We're working with energy. I don't necessarily see them physically, but I sense them. And I'm going to trust that many of you have that ability already. Some of you all call it psychic abilities. It can be termed clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, but it's the ability to sense and feel. And oftentimes we take actions when we feel confident, and sometimes we don't take actions when we don't. Or sometimes we take actions and we're not confident, and the results always don't pan out because we kind of sabotage ourselves also. So what I'm trying to say today is that when we're in touch with our own energy, and using angel oracle cards is a great way that you yourself can learn and train yourself to be in tune, to be able to hear, listen, and feel, and to know what to do, what action to take, what to say, and to make life here on the planet Earth a lot easier. We can pay a lot of money for therapists and courses, and that's all very good and important, but there is something that we used to have as beings here on the planet thousands of years ago, the ability to tap into our own processes, our own knowledge, not only to think more clearly, but to even create, manifest on a much, much more powerful level. And where we're at today in society is that, if anything, you would think that as we became more human, that the longer we were here on the planet, that we would become more evolved. Well, there are some people that are becoming more evolved. They're mastering their ability to stay healthy, stay peaceful, and stay calm, and also to create communities that are for the betterment of the world. And then there's also those who are easily given their power over to other people, to the media, to corporations, to things where they've, in a sense, lost their power. And so where we're at today, tomorrow here in New York City, there's a rally and a march against Monsanto, a company that has inadvertently or consciously affected our food supply. And on a very base level, how you take care of yourself, the ability to eat healthy, to have an environment that's healthy, really is going to affect your brain, mind, body, spirit. And it's time that we, you know, many of us have been taking control, have been powerfully creating a life full of health and balance. But for many of us, this may not be as easy in the future. So tomorrow, if you're in the New York City area, look online where it's going to be located at 14th Street Union Square. The rally is going to begin. But for the most part is that it's the time now to address the future of our food supply and our ability to have control of what we eat. A lot of our ability to be intuitive, to be in touch with ourselves, to have a body that's healthy enough to feel, sense, to express yourself, has a lot to do with what you eat, drink, and breathe. So that alone will solve many of your problems and issues if you just clean up your diet. But what's happening now is that even if we take all the right steps, we may not be able to have food that doesn't have pesticides and hasn't been altered genetically. So that's a little bit what's going on in the world today, and it's a huge thing. But for many of you, just by cleaning up your diet, you're going to have an easier sense to connect to your angels, your higher beings, your source, if you just take out those things that alter your brain, alter your body. And for some of us, we may have addictions, and that can be addressed also with the help of angels. And I use the word loosely angels because for some people they think that these little fairy beings, they're just these little, frou-frou little beings. Well, what it is, it's huge energy center experiences that are out there, and we can connect to these energy beings, energetic beings, to assist us in helping us have the ability to move forward, have the ability to get off of alcohol and drugs and sugar and any, have the ability to say no to abusive employers and colleagues, friends, and family, that we're not so brainwashed by the media to think that our life is so easy and that we're supposed to all look a certain way and experience happiness through a vehicle of expression that's only for the greed of a corporation. And what I mean by that is to think that you need to be a size zero with Botoxed lips and silicone implants and, you know, 2-foot extensions and the whole thing for women especially, and God forbid we go into what they're available for men today. So the whole thing about taking back your power, you can do that when you ask the angels for help. And if you don't believe in angels, that's okay. It's about believing in something outside of yourself that is part of Source. And for many of you, Source may be God. And when I work with angels, you don't have to be Christian, because that's a question that comes up a lot. It has to do with you being a human being that is part of an energetic source that you may call higher power, the universe, God, Buddha, Allah, that you know that you are connected with something else much greater than yourself that had you be created, that had you come here to the planet Earth for purpose. And some of you may know your purpose and some of you may not. And that's another thing you can do by working with the angels. And the angels, for some of us, may have seemed like that friend or that inner knowingness that we always had all along from being a young child. But now it's almost more necessary than ever to be able to connect with your inner source, your ability to connect with your higher self, because of all the noise on the planet. And the noise can include every electronic device that you have or think that you need beyond television, with the computer, the need to text, the need to know every little thing that's going on with a friend or a person. And what's missing is very little human contact, and less than before, and less contact with nature. And I never thought that people would, be ignorant, I really wanted to say stupid, but be ignorant to think that they would become happier by becoming disconnected. So connecting to your spirit for me for the month of May means I care passionately that each and every one of you learn more about how to connect to your spirit, your divine grace, your divine the meaning in your life that you can connect to, so that you, from this moment forward, can create the life that you have dreamed of, not the one that someone else has told you, your parents, authority, media, your teachers, but the one you, in your heart's heart, remember if you get very quiet and quiet enough. So that's a little bit of my soapbox for today. For this week, and I see that I have three callers waiting, and I'm going to get to you shortly right after I do this weekly reading for the week. And what the weekly reading for the week is, a general reading starting today. The first card will be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the second is for Monday, Tuesday, and the third is for Wednesday, Thursday. And often all the cards have a meaning and a message that come together. So this week I did the reading from the Ascended Masters Oracle Cards deck, because I really want people to feel and experience all the Ascended Masters and to know that we are all in this world together from all different cultures. I myself was brought up Shinto Baptist and Buddhist. So I had my choice, because I wasn't really indoctrinated in one or the other. So I got to experience all the different religions. And so all my life, I've always known I had a choice. Well, not everybody has experienced that. So wherever you are, just open your hearts and your minds today to this message. So the first card is, open your heart to love. And the message is from Jesus. And Jesus, I want you to hear right now, not in the traditional sense of organized religion, but Jesus as an incredible energy and an ascended master who walked the earth before and also created unprecedented miracles. And he's here, and his message is, everything you desire and every prayer that you seek comes as a result of opening your heart to both sending and receiving love. And on the card, you see him holding a baby lamb, and he's next to other animals. So the message here I'm getting is, open your heart to love. And if you haven't before, now is the time. And believe me, doing some yoga where you actually open and stretch the heart area like a back bend literally helps open your heart. As soon as I say open your heart, some of you may experience like a certain closed feeling in your heart area, because you've been hurt before, whether it's a relationship or something that you wanted to do, it didn't happen, and you closed your heart, even just a little bit. But to live with a completely open heart, are you kidding me? Well, that's what Jesus is asking today. So open your heart to whatever is going on in your life right now. And allow that you can forgive anybody who's ever hurt you. And be loving with yourself. The next card for Monday, Tuesday is Mother, Sister, Daughter with Lady Nada. And her name means the vast void. And what do I mean by that? That complete emptiness. So this message is from Lady Nada, from that place beyond. Think of even Star Trek, some thing where you see beyond the galaxies, beyond, or even dark matter, dark energy, completely void before the beginning of energetic beings. Well, this is the message coming from very deep space. Mother, wife, sister, daughter. And here it says, the issue you're asking about involves a significant woman in your life, such as your mother, wife, girlfriend, sister, daughter. But what I'm getting from this message is Mother Earth. Mother Earth is speaking. And when we see weather changes like we do, for me, Mother Earth is speaking. Be mindful. Open your heart, people. Forgive. And then the next card for that would be Wednesday, Thursday, is Power of Joy. And here we have Maitreya. And Maitreya is the Buddha, and you've seen a picture of him. His name is also Hote, and he's the laughing Buddha. So you've seen a picture of him with a big smile and his hands up in the air. And he says, to find your desired outcome, follow the path of joy. Your life's purpose is supported by the joy and passion you feel when you're thinking about or working on your purpose. The joy that you feel within yourself, within relationships, keeps them alive and exciting. So joy is the highest vibration. So vibration, what is that? Vibration is energy. Vibration. So when you're happy, you shift the energy all around you, literally. Because when you're angry, you shift all the energy around you to experience the anger. Now, there's a time when there's passionate anger, as when Jesus was in the temple and turned all the tables, and sometimes we have to do that to take action. But we're talking about just walking around as an angry person without taking actions. Just being like a victim, angry, doesn't really help the planet. So, here we have open your heart to love, and Mother Earth is saying, acknowledge her. And your own mother, any issues or energy that needs to be forgiven, now is the time. Know that has a huge impact on your ability to relate to other women and to your ability to receive in your life. So if you have an issue about receiving, experiencing joy, then you want to look at your first relationship with a woman, and that would be your mother. And if it has not been healed, it's a time to heal that, because that's going to affect your whole being for the rest of your life. And it can be done. It can be done. And also with the help of the angels or any of your own people that you pray for, ascended masters, do that. Now is the time to open your heart to love, address any issues with mother and the ability to receive and have your feminine nature, even if you're a man, your feminine side, the ability to receive, have that be whole and complete, and so that you can experience the power of joy. Because power of joy can change things not only in your life, but in the on the planet. You have a lot more energy, and you'll attract a lot more relationships when you're joyful than if you're not. So that's the message, the weekly message of the week. You can see the pictures of these cards on my Blog Talk page. And now I'm going to go ahead and take some readers, people who are listening today, and do some readings for you. So the first caller coming in today is from area code 847, and I will speak with you now.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi there. Thank you for waiting.
Hi, this is Jill. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Jill. What can I do for you today?
Okay, I came from a family. I'm the youngest, so I was a stay-go punching bag. I'm 52.
Mm-hmm.
My parents are gone. I've done a lot of healing and soul searching, and I'm realizing I came from a family of narcissists and possibly psychopaths, you know,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
I have been the victim of that. I'm trying to work through it,
mm-hmm.
and I just feel like I'm not connecting with anyone in general, period, right now in my life, let alone my family.
Okay, so do you have a specific question that you would like to receive some guidance on today?
Why am I not connecting with anyone?
Okay. And know that, Jill, you're not alone, so this your question will help a lot of people, all right?
I feel like everybody's running from me.
Okay, well, so let me just, I'm drawn to use the card deck from Archangel Michael. And I don't know if you know Archangel Michael.
Okay,
he is the most powerful archangel right next to God. And God, as I say, not in the religious sense, so that some people get a little, you know, bristly, you know, because they've had bad experiences with their religion. But so Archangel Michael, he's there to protect us and give us courage and clarity. So I'm going to address him right now with that. Okay, so what I did, I just shuffled the cards, and I'm now selecting.
And don't hold back.
Okay.
You know,
so,
if you see something where I'm dysfunctional, I would rather know.
Sure. We all have some weaknesses, you know. So here it is, Jill.
Yes.
Now, it says, you're on the right path. Now, one, you're on the right path because you're openly discussing it, right? It's like you're not keeping it to yourself and saying, you know, there's nothing I can do. You've got a sense that there's something you can do. So it says on each of these cards, there's a prayer. And here it says that you are being taken care of because I see Archangel Michael is like holding the hand of a child. So you are watched over, okay? So Archangel Michael, I call upon you now. Thank you for giving me loud and clear guidance that I can easily understand. Thank you for motivating me and filling me with the courage and confidence to make healthful life changes. So, Jill, there may be some healthful life changes that you're aware of right now that you've already been getting messages on. Okay?
Yes.
So, and it says, you know, if you call upon Archangel Michael, he'll continue to give you courage to make those healthful changes. So whether you've done them or you're in the, you know, you're getting ready to make them, you know that there's some changes you need to make. I don't know if they're dietary, you know. I don't know if you need more sleep. I don't know if it has to do with changing your work, the kind of work that you're doing. But it says that you know that you have to make some changes. Okay?
Okay.
So the second card says, decide to be happy now. Now, it says, thank you for helping me open my heart to happiness, joy, and bliss. I am now willing to see all of the goodness in my life. Now, you know, when we started this call, you told me a little bit about your background. Now, what you're being asked to do is, given all of that, right, given all of that, you know, I'm getting like a reverb right now, so I'm going to take this off here.
Hello?
Okay, good. I'm just going to use the handheld
because
I'm getting like an echo. Okay, so what it says is that even though we might come from families that are not perfect, and there is some way in which you can be peaceful and happy despite anything and everything that's ever happened to you. And that's where you start taking back your power. So it's saying you have the ability.
I think that's what I'm doing, and that might be why everybody's running from me. Could that be?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Not necessarily like physically running, but there may be people saying, you know, oh, Jill's changing. And your energy's changing, and they're no longer comfortable. So maybe you're not a doormat anymore. Maybe you're not always being the yes lady, you know. Maybe you're not always doing everything for them, you know. And you may be shifting to a whole new group of people and friends. Now, your family will always be there in terms of a connection of love. Though there are times in our lives when we may distance ourselves, when we need to work on something or clean something up in our lives.
There is no love.
Well,
none.
Well, sometimes it's hard to see. Okay? So let's go to the third card and see what that says, because I did three cards for you.
Okay.
It says your home is protected by angels. And Archangel Michael here is saying, thank you for watching over my home and its inhabitants. I ask that you post guardian angels at each window and door, ensuring its security. Thank you for guiding my finances so that I can easily afford to pay my rent, mortgage, and taxes. So that's there's something about your home that's being addressed right here. So it's saying that basically you're safe. I don't know if you know you're living with these people or you want to move out. I don't know if that's there. But it's
no, they're trying. My sisters are threatening to throw me out of my parents' home.
Okay, so that's showing up right here. So it's basically it's saying is that your home, where you live, where you sleep, is protected, that you can relax more.
Okay, that I'm not going to get thrown out.
Exactly, that's what this card is saying. So that you can breathe. You can breathe. And the first card says, what I spoke about earlier in my show, your ability to be peaceful, right, no matter what's going on and around you, has a lot to do with are you getting exercise? Are you managing your stress? It sounds so, like, corny or, like, simple, but these things affect your ability to see love. Do you drink caffeine? Do you, you know, caffeine for some people, you know, creates depression. You know, for some people, alcohol creates depression. And it may just be a little bit, not like, you know, like a whole case of beer. You know, for some people, one beer can cause them to be depressed. So you may be a sensitive person, which need at this time in your life, you need to, like, become, empower yourself, so that you take care of yourself, love yourself, so that you can find the love. Because you can, the love first is found within ourselves, not out there. You know, because if we don't feel it, if we don't have it inside of us, we can't see it outside of us. We can't. So people could be loving towards us, or regardless, we can't see what we don't have inside of us. So I'm saying it's inside of you, because it's within all of us. We all have that energy. It's just blocked. Okay?
Yes.
So you can ask Archangel Michael, and I'll do this for any of the callers that are listening or any and my listening audience who's listening live and for later on rebroadcast. What we do is we ask Archangel Michael, and if you want, Jill, I can ask him to cut these cords. You may have cords between you and other people, okay? So what we're going to do right now is I'm going to ask Archangel Michael and to cut your cords of fear, anger, stress, any lower energies that are connected between you and someone else, and he has a sword of white light. And what we do is you can visualize this or not. I'm going to go ahead and do it for you. We're going to cut any cords that are around you. And these are like tiny surgical tubes, you know, that go connect you like to the other person. And we just cut these cords all around you. And it's complete. These cords are cut. Now, you may have family members, like I said before, loved ones. They may be a pain in the butt right now with you. But there's still your family, and there's a particular cord, it's a silver cord, and you don't have to worry. You're never going to completely cut out someone who you love deeply. You may not, you know, feel like you like them right now, but, you know, you have a love connection because they're part of your life, right? You'll never sever that. We're just cutting any energy cords that are draining you, right? Or maybe you're taking in their anger, you know? So if they're connected to you, they could be sending you negative energy, all right? So we've now cut the cords, all right? Now, the second thing I'm going to do, if there's any residual emotion inside of you, we're going to ask Archangel Michael to vacuum from the top of your head. He has a vacuum nozzle from the top of your head. We're going to pull out of your body all tension, anger, any energy that does not belong in your body, okay? And we ask Archangel Michael now to vacuum your body completely from your toes, your legs, your arms, your stomach area, your back, your neck, your shoulders, through the top of your head, and take all this energy and take it out into the heavens and have it transmuted into loving energy. Now, the last thing I'm going to teach you how to do is to shield yourself daily. And what we do is we visualize a cobalt blue light. It's like creating like an egg of light all around you, all right? This lasts about 12 hours, and you could shield yourself, okay? And you want to shield yourself with cobalt blue light. And this will protect you from other people sending you harsh energies or thoughts, and it will create more peacefulness in you. Now, you can do this for yourself every day also, these three things, cutting your cords, vacuuming, and visualizing cobalt blue light. The main thing that I want you to know from this is that you do have happiness within you, but you're going to have to manage your stress and to learn how to access your own power to, like, let go and release what's no longer needed in your body. You have the ability to do this. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you think that people are running from me because I'm shifting?
Well, I don't... Well, running, I don't understand running, because running sounds like... If they're running from you because you're running around, are you being angry with them? Are you sending off an energy that they don't want to be around? Or are you saying, listen, I'm no longer going to, are you standing up for yourself?
I'm standing up for myself.
Okay, so then are these people, when you, it sounds as if that you want these people to be with you.
I think this is where I've made a mistake. I really believe in letting people be themselves, but in the process, I haven't set any boundaries. I didn't realize letting people be themselves was boundaryless.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I'm trying to set boundaries.
Yeah, and we all have healthy boundaries. You know, but we have to set them. You know. So if this is a time in your life, if you know, where maybe you need to be making healthy changes, there's a reason why you said you were in a situation right now where you might be thrown out, right? Maybe there's
they're going to try to lead me to believe they can.
Right. So maybe there's something that you need to do in terms with your work. You know, there's something you need to do with your attitude. With your ability to communicate, you know, because we're, you know, you and I are about the same age, you know, so, you know, I'm 59, so, you know, because we're not young, you know, we're not youngsters, you know, but you know what I mean? We're people, we're at a time in our life where we have supposedly made some choices, and sometimes we've made choices that didn't work out, right? And sometimes we need to make new choices. But the main thing is that we can no longer act like we're 20. You know, there are certain choices that we need to make to let people know, all right, this is what happened, this is what I'm going to do, and now you can you know, I'm going to give you my word that this is what I'm going to do now, and you're going to make the change. So you
have you noticed, can I just ask you a question?
Sure.
Have you noticed at your age it's like no one's growing up? Have you noticed that?
Well, actually, it depends on who you hang around with. So when you change,
you know,
the people
like
are running from you.
It's like nobody's growing up.
Well, here, this is one of the things, you know, I'll be kind of forthright with you. Their lives have nothing to do with you. The only life that you need to concentrate on is you. So it's really your addiction or your obsession with wanting to know, wanting to control their lives, it really has nothing to do with you. The only life that you need to worry about is your own. And oftentimes when we're not paying attention to what we need to do for ourselves, we get like very interested in what other people are doing. Like what they should be doing, this should be doing. I mean, I do that with my husband sometimes, you know. And then I have to say, wait a minute, I'm doing that because I'm not taking actions I need to take for myself. So the only person you need to be thinking about is you. And they're not responsible for making you happy. You are. They have their own life.
But, you know, also, like my family, my sisters haven't grown up. My friend of 30 years hasn't grown up. And it do you know what I'm saying?
Well, what I'm saying is that it's that may be true, but it really doesn't make any it doesn't matter. You know, that's their own life process. You know, those are their own choices. You know,
right.
The choices they make are theirs. They're not yours. So
right.
One of the ways, if you want to impact change on a family, is that you change. You grow up. You know, I'll be honest. Whatever that means, what does it look like? If you want to see people get healthy, you get healthy. If you want to see people,
right. That's what I've
you know,
been
stop drinking. Yeah, and you know what? It's not easy. It's not going to be like airy-fairy, boom, it's all done. It's a journey. This may be your whole life's purpose. It's to be an example for your community. And if you think of any great leader, you know, people ran away from them. They didn't want to become vegetarians. They didn't want to become peaceful, you know. So this may be your life's purpose.
You know, I've been told that before.
Okay, then there it is. You know, there it is. And it's not easy, but as you do some self-inquiry, get in touch with your own angels, create a spiritual practice so that you can have the strength to do everything that you have to do every day to be happy. But know that you are not born to be the watchkeeper of other people's lives. But if anything, if you think that if you want them to change, then you change first. Be the change you want to see in the world.
Right, it's just, it's hard for me. I can no longer be in that place with them.
Okay, so then
it doesn't
fit
me anymore.
Yes. Right, so then that's the first card. You're on the right path. You acknowledge it. You pray for guidance.
Okay.
And any messages that you get, and especially if they're repetitive, like if you get it 3 times, then you know, that's it. But your courage and your healing is going to become... It's going to come from you taking action.
Okay.
Okay? Like you took an action today to call in to me, and I'm, like I said, I'm repeating some of the stuff that you've heard before, so that verifies that, you know, it's time for you to step up. You know, for all of us. Yeah. So here it says, you're on the right path, decide to be happy now, regardless of what they're doing. They may, in a course, never grow up. Hey, I have some relatives that are in their 60s that still like to smoke pot. Hello. You know?
Right.
And I say
that was their generation.
Well, you know, hey, it's just, you know, I have my own opinions and ideas than you do, you know, and I usually don't get that personal.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that regardless if it's their generation, it's like we all have an opinion, you know, like, oh, they should do this. And I do that too. But if I see it that I'm doing it to scapegoat myself, like there's something I'm not paying attention to in my own life, and I'm putting my business over there, then that's my energy over there. And, you know, you may have a purpose you want to do. There's something you want to create, and you're, like, just procrastinating by getting into other people's business.
Right.
You know, maybe
that's
it's
a
relationship
good point.
You want. Yeah, maybe it's a relationship you want. Maybe you want to lose weight. Maybe you want to, you know, create a new job or something. But when you dissipate your energy by putting your focus over there, it's like it's not really in balance. Okay? You'll
well,
never be
see,
happy
and this is
that.
Another. I was raised, it's all about everybody else, and it's not about me.
Yeah, well, now's the
so
time to say that
was. Totally put my energy into me is like a total retraining.
Yes, and you and many, many, many other women. Yeah, our
not
mothers
about
were the
me,
mothers.
Ever.
Right. Yeah, and we were told that. And we were told that. Right? We were told that verbally. Right? And we were told to take care of other people, or, you know, it's almost like a sin to care about yourself instead of others,
yes.
Right? But the truth is,
yes.
If you don't put the oxygen mask on yourself first, you cannot give oxygen to others. You can't. You can't. And what's the thing that happens?
Well, you know, the first
women?
Time I heard that, I was shocked. I didn't even know that was possible, that you could put your oxygen mask on first.
Yeah. Well, this is the whole healing that needs to happen. Okay? So, this is the healing that needs to begin. And it says there's healthful life changes, and that's where it begins.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you, and thank you for spending so much time with me.
You know, you're welcome. Other people will be able to benefit by you being honest.
Yeah,
today,
I was
Jill.
Just going to say that, you know.
Keep speaking out, and today decide to do something new. Right, you may want to write down everything that you want to accomplish and change.
Okay.
And you may want to journal every day. That's a great way to, like, let the stress out. You know, write 3 pages every day. Just write it out, and that will help center and balance you.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Jill, you're welcome. You're welcome. And you can follow me on my Facebook page if you want. It's on this, I don't know if you're on the computer or not, it's the B. Calvano Coaching on Facebook.
Okay, spell it.
Okay. B as in Barbara, Calvano, C-A-L-V-A-N-O.
C-A-L.
Huh?
A-N-O.
V as in Victor. Yeah.
Okay.
C-A-L-V-A-N-O.
C-A-L.
Yeah, C-A-L-V as in Victor, A-N-O.
Okay.
Coaching.
Okay.
And that's
what was the last
on Facebook.
Thing you said?
I was going to say .com.
B. Calvano.
Coaching.
Coaching. Okay, there we go. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. You're welcome.
Okay. Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay, the next caller, thank you for waiting, is area code 847.
Unmuted.
Hi there.
It's me again. It's me again.
Sorry, I got the wrong one. Okay.
All right.
Here we go. Thank you. Hi there, area code 617.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. And what's your name?
My name is Carly. I'm actually calling. I was on hold. I was the one in the chat room on hold for my mom.
I didn't see the chat room because I was so busy.
Yeah, I know.
Here.
I know, that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to open up her spirituality a bit. I'm more on like the mediumship empathic side. So working on her a little bit. So I thought that she might need an angel card reading. I was hoping you might be able to help her out with that. So I'm gonna give her the phone. Okay?
Okay, great. You're so sweet.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi there. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Annie.
Hi, Annie. That's my middle name. I'm Barbara Ann.
It is.
Hi. Yes. Yes. So your daughter got you here so that you could have an angel card reading today.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. I hope it's good.
Okay. So do you have a question, or would you like a general guidance for today from your angels? Or
a guidance would be great.
Okay. Very good. So, Annie, just one second. I'm going to just...
Okay.
I took off my headset because I was having like an echo. So I'm going to just put the phone down as I shuffle the cards, and I'm going to draw three cards as I'm guided to. Okay?
Okay.
So hold on one second.
All right.
Okay, Annie, I'm using a deck of cards from the Doreen Virtue Daily Guidance Oracle Card Deck. And how I do this, it's much like a tarot card reader. It's all based on law of attraction. And so basically I clear myself, and then I ask the angels to have me select for you three cards. And based on your energy. Okay, so the first card I have is Daydream. And it's saying, Annie, you will more easily hear and receive our messages if you daydream regularly. Relax and open your mind to receiving without directing your thoughts. Just notice any feelings, visions, or ideas as if you were watching a movie. And this is a seat of creative. This is the seat of creativity. It's the daydream. So I'm going to do the other two cards, and we'll see how all this relates.
Okay.
The second card is relationship. And it's saying that your primary relationship is with yourself and God, and every other relationship follows from there. To attract, heal, or balance a relationship, then snuggle more closely with your loving Creator. And as you feel safe and loved within, so shall your other relationships bloom and prosper. So something about going inward more.
Okay.
And what I'm picking up is maybe meditation or more prayer. And like as I had spoken in the earlier part of the show, I don't know if you were listening, it's not necessarily organized religion. It's out your own personal way. Or if you have an organized religion, that's great. But it's your own ability to get in touch with your inner self. And the third card says perfect timing. And it says, now is the perfect moment for you to act on your inspirations. The doors are wide open, and while you walk through them, you have the angels by your side. Don't delay or procrastinate, as all of the ingredients are ripe for your success. Everything and everyone is on your side, supporting your positive outcome. So there's a message here about daydreaming so that you can, you know, we used to think daydreaming is just sitting there just looking out the window. But it is, in a sense, you know. What are you thinking about right now? What, you know, lights you up? You know, what are some ideas that make you happy? You know, it could be creating a new project. That's what I'm picking up on, is something that you want to create. And it's saying that your primary relationship at this time, the most powerful one, is the one with yourself.
Yes.
And you want to really balance that, you know. And then all the other relationships will blossom and bloom, but there's something about really honoring and nurturing and taking care of yourself. And then the third is perfect timing.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's okay. So perfect timing. There's something that you know you've been thinking about acting upon. It's now is the time.
Okay.
So it could be a new relationship or it could be a new career, but it says it's now is the perfect moment that you have guidance there by you. And as you daydream, you'll know what else to do.
I think that you're saying that I have guidance beside me, and to I have cancer, so I'm not sure what's going to happen. And I do need guidance. I have to pray to God that I will last. And that's probably what it is.
Did you just find out?
No, I've had it. I had lung cancer first a couple of years ago, and then I got brain cancer.
Okay.
So, so far, so good. You know, they found something for me, but, you know, I just don't know where to turn, so it's kind of hard.
Okay, you sound great. I mean, and when I feel your energy sounds really good and healthy. So you're right now, are you in remission or not?
Yes, yes.
You are in remission.
Well,
okay, so because
I actually have to take a pill for the rest of my life. So
okay.
Because it's not one that goes away.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I'd
but
rather that
sense,
than anything.
Yeah, my sense of you is that you're clear. You know, my experience
that's
of you is that you're clear of cancer right now.
At the moment, right. You're right.
So what it says is the daydream, daydreaming would be continue to visualize yourself as happy and healthy. Don't do the opposite, which one can do. You know, when you know, I started this angel card reading and getting into the working with angels because I was using angel therapy to clear myself, and then I had a cancer scare. And I had a mammogram that was suspicious, and I had to wait 3 weeks to find out if I had cancer or not.
Oh,
and
my God, that's
3 weeks,
a long time.
Yeah, yeah, for my second appointment. And then while I was waiting for the during the 3 weeks, I used the angel therapy techniques. And the techniques gave me so much peace, Annie. I was, when you're peaceful in your mind, you're peaceful in your body, and you probably know that you want to create, if you create fear, it creates a certain feeling in your body and it creates a certain energy in your body. If you have peacefulness, it creates the energy in your body. So the ability to do that, you have the power to do that. You do. So daydream, visualizing, and I did the angel therapy technique. I don't know if you heard me do it with the other woman, with Jill.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, on the replay, you could listen to it here on Blog Talk Radio. You'll hear it. How to cut your cords, or maybe your daughter knows how to do that. Energetic cord cutting. And then you do that for yourself every day, or ask Archangel Michael to do it for you. How to clear yourself daily of any energy. You can do that. And you can surround yourself with the color, cobalt blue light, for protection. And then you can also ask Archangel Michael to vacuum out of you and a day, every day from the top of your head any thought of illness, you know, stress, anger, rage. You can have that pulled out of your body daily. And this will make a huge difference in you being peaceful and happy.
Definitely.
You know?
Definitely.
So, know that they're powerful techniques that you have the ability to do for yourself. And so perfect timing. What I'm getting more is that there's something else that you want to do while you're still living. You know? You know, there's something else that you're thinking about. And to go ahead and do
there's
that.
There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of things I could do. I've never really done anything. So.
Yeah, well, now's the time. This is now's the time. And here on this card, she has music. I don't know if you have any involvement with music or love music. There's musical notes all around her. Well, there's a lot of music on this card. So whether it's dancing or creating music, there's something there with music.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, Annie, and thank your beautiful daughter for, you know, just looking after you. Very generous
she father. Is.
Okay.
She is. Thank you. You have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, so I'm going to right now visit the chat room. Oh, actually, I have 5 more minutes, so. Okay. There's chats going on, and I didn't see. So I have only 5 more minutes left, and let me just check here. Hi, area code 956.
Hi.
Hi there. I have just a couple minutes. Who is this? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
This is Tony.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Tony. So you would like a reading today?
Yes,
okay.
Please.
Did you want a general reading, or do you have a specific question?
I want to know relationship, that's really, I know they've been talking about the moon and all that stuff and all the change coming on, so maybe you could tell me something new coming up for me, or any messages for me as far as relationship-wise.
Relationship, okay. Since I have only 5 minutes left on my show, I'm just going to move along, so give me 1 second again. You said Tony, right? Your name? Okay,
correct.
Tony, so I'm going to use the angels' cards that have to do with romance, okay? We'll see what the angels have to say to you today. Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay, Tony, so these 3 cards I was guided to choose today for you. The first card says very soon. It says clearly decide what you want so that it comes to you now. It's very important to be clear about what you want. Oftentimes when we pretend, we say we want, but we're not sure. We say we want, but we're afraid. It says be clear. Be very clear about what you want. Do you want to get married? You want a committed relationship? You know, be clear, okay? Second card, passion. It says allow your heart and soul to sing with joy. So you want to, once again, the theme of this show has been happy. Let your heart open up and be happy. Make, you know, because that's going to attract the energy. You want to be a joyful person, all right? The third card says separation. So it says, time apart from your partner is on the horizon. So you may be involved with somebody right now.
No, I'm not.
Are you?
No.
Hello? You're not?
No,
okay.
I'm not.
So if not, it says separation, so it says time apart from your partner is on the horizon. So what it says, what I'm getting, if you're not involved with someone right now, it says that what I'm picking up is that the person will come into your life soon, but is still... You're separated. So separated can only happen if you've been together. So the last thing I'll say is that it may be someone that you've met already, someone that you thought about, someone that you're attracted to. There may be someone in your life right now, but right now is not the time. So that's the message. There may be someone that you know, you've worked with, went to school with, but it's not right away. But it's on the horizon. It's like soon going to happen. Very soon, keep your heart open. And this person is someone that you've met, but the person is not quite ready for you right now. But stay hopeful.
Is he older?
And
is he older?
Huh?
Is he an older person?
Oh, I don't know that. But if you, the first person who you think of is the person. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So
and he's not ready for me yet.
Not quite, but it's on the horizon. But how you be prepared, be clear, stay clear, mm-hmm. and also keep your heart open. Stay joyful, whatever, how you do that. Stay healthy, stay playful,
mm-hmm.
and continue
mm-hmm.
to take care of yourself and be happy. And that will allow them. Okay? So I have
okay.
to go off the air now. But thank you for
That's
so
fine.
Much
thank
for calling
you.
In. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Have a great
awesome.
Weekend.
Likewise.
And maybe I'll have you so much. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. So thank you all for listening. And we'll be back next week, Fridays at 4, on Let's Ask the Angels. Remember, energetic beings there to assist you in anything that you care about, passionate about, want to create an incredible life on the planet. You have all the guidance and all the assistance there available for you. All you have to do is ask. And see you. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.